This is WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It is 7:50 on a Thursday morning, and we're glad to welcome in the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here, and we have a lot to talk about film-wise, particularly because the Cinetopia International Film Festival is up and running, and by all measures at this point, a big hit.
That's right. Yes, it is Festival Week in Ann Arbor, for sure.
Which means no sleep for Russ Week.
That's right. Well, we should start off by saying that there are movies showing that are not part of Cinetopia. Jurassic World opens up. This is a sequel to Jurassic Park. The reviews have been pretty spotty at this point, very 50-50. And
if you like the originals, you'll probably like this. I mean, probably tremendous special effects.
Yeah. And then a little bit after Cinetopia, there's going to be a University of Michigan Library presentation of the Sundance Institute Film Forward program. Actually, some of the folks are coming on the closing day of Cinetopia on Sunday for a roundtable discussion. But the Internet's Own Boy will be shown on Tuesday. And Freedom of Information, the Power of Connectivity will also be shown. That's being shown on Tuesday. And the Internet's Own Boy is being shown on Wednesday. So anyway, there's stuff going on besides Cinetopia, but mostly it's Cinetopia.
That's right. So, it has taken over Detroit and is set to take over Ann Arbor.
That's right. Last night we were down at Campus Martius with a Michael Jackson sing-along, dance-along. That was great. So there are lots of folks there.
I've seen pictures and literally thousands of people showed up to sing and dance along with Michael Jackson.
It was great. It was a great community event, and we look forward to another community event tonight, the 40th anniversary screening of Jaws. Now, that'll happen rain or shine. We've been very lucky. The opening
night
in Detroit.
Seems somewhat appropriate to get a little wet watching Jaws.
That's right. You have said that would be good. but we'll be set up on Maynard Street. There'll be a screen on Maynard Street, and you can go check out Jaws. In the 7 o'clock time frame, we're also showing three films. At 7:15, we're showing Danny Says, which is about a great music agent called by the name of Danny Fields.
Yeah, worked with the Ramones and Iggy and the Stooges, the Doors, I think.
Yep, the Doors and the Ramones. And he really got them on the map, either discovered them and got them a record label or helped promote them. And it's a fascinating story about that 60s, 70s, and 80s recording culture, and very compelling. Danny Fields is a very compelling guy. The director's going to be here. Ivan Kral, who played with those guys, are going to be here, and they're going to talk about Danny Fields. Also at 7:30, a family film, The Incredible Adventures of Jojo and His Annoying Sister, Avila.
And seems almost immediately relatable.
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's about these two little kids. Avila is literally a baby, and they get stranded because of a car accident and have to make their way through treacherous woods and all kinds of things to safety. But the director Brian Schmidt's going to be here. And then at the Modern Language Building, A Borrowed Identity, which is a film about a Palestinian Israeli who's in a prestigious boarding school in Jerusalem and faces a lot of very complicated things, as there are very complicated things in that part of the world.
Cinema Chat continues on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins, and we're talking about the Cinetopia International Film Festival, and a lot still to come.
That's right. At sundown, Jaws is going to be shown for free on Maynard Street, so go check that out. And then we've got 70 films, probably 55 of them are showing on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. One of them starts the day, Eastside Sushi, which you want to go check out. And if you're looking for a really compelling documentary film, Becoming Bulletproof is about these folks that are really impaired, either severely mentally or mentally impaired to a functional level, or physically, very physically impaired, and they make a Western.
They get together and collectively make
a
movie.
That's great. And there's an organization that does this, and it's a summer camp, and it's really, really cool. The Cut is a really compelling drama about the Armenian Genocide 100 years ago. Macaroni and Cheese is a lighter fare. It's a French cheese.
As you might presume.
It's a French film about three women who go to a film festival looking for love or sex, depending on which of the women that you're talking about.
Well, I'm all about the macaroni and cheese.
That's right. Christmas Again is a really nice little indie film that we're very proud to be doing. Tab Hunter Confidential. Tab Hunter was a 1950s movie star, and he's going to do a Skype interview. Most of these films actually have some kind of talk back afterwards. The 54, The Director's Cut, is a 1998 film that was taken away from the director and re-edited. And this is
now we get to see his vision.
This is the director's version coming back. And one of the producers of that film, Ira Deutschman, is coming to be with that film. Fresh Dressed is a documentary about how urban hip-hop society influences the fashion industry of today.
Yeah,
and
it's
again,
huge.
It's just on and on and on. There's a Legacy Project, which is a free screening of very interesting documentary films about Huron High School students. When Marnie was there as a free screening, that's maybe the last film from Studio Ghibli. And it just goes on and on and on. You want to pick up your guide, you can get online at CinetopiaFestival.org and get the whole lineup of stuff. The Keeping Room is another Western that stars Britt Marling. Back on Board is a documentary about Greg Louganis, the terrific diver, Olympic diver, who, it's hard to remember this, but he actually was diagnosed with AIDS at a time when that was a death sentence. His life was very complicated. Not only was he a diver, which, you know, as a young Olympic athlete, you've got a pretty time-limited career, and then it looked like his life was kind of time-limited. So it's been quite a journey for Greg Louganis, and Greg Louganis will do a live interview, and the director will be here as well. Pale Moon is this film that won the best audience award from the Tokyo Film Festival, and this is the U.S. premiere. The actress in the film won the Academy Award, the Japanese version of the Academy Award. Best of Enemies is a documentary about William F. Buckley and Gore Vidal, and they did a set of debates from a conservative and a liberal point of view back in the 60s and 70s, and they really were the best of friends and complete polar opposite in terms of their political point of view. But these are two very smart guys that are talking about critical issues that go through our society. And
it's a kind
it's
of
really
dialogue
great.
That we can long for in many respects today.
Absolutely. So screenings on the weekend on Saturday and Sunday begin at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the last screening is at midnight on Saturday the 13th. And the festival wraps up on Sunday, again, with a whole huge lineup of films. You'll have several opportunities to see several of the films, but the closing night film is Noah Baumbach's new film that he did with Greta Gerwig called Mistress America, and it's about this college freshman who is, making it through okay, but she finds out that her father is going to marry this woman, and she has a daughter, and so she's going to have the stepsister who's Greta Gerwig, and she's kind of a funky, fun, a little bit older sister kind of character.
It's very nice to see Greta Gerwig move from a kind of independent film darling now more into the mainstream, sheerly because of her talent.
Yeah, she's great. And Noah Baumbach directed Jeff Daniels in The Squid and the Whale, and just did While We're Young, that just played the State Theater for a very long run. So anyway, just there's a lot of great films. Get yourself a pass if you haven't gotten one already, and come on out to and set aside a couple of days and go to a bunch of movies. You'll not regret it. And Cinetopia is just growing and growing, and we're so proud, and we're so proud of our sponsors and the staff that's worked so hard to make it work.
Looks like some wet weather Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. So what better way to spend the day than
go to the movies.
The movies.
Is that right?
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Cinema Chat.